Gift Grub on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
It is 16 minutes past 7 on the first official day of Electric Picnic 2024. That's all happening down there. If you're going along to see Kylie, you're going along to see Noah Kahan or any of the bands here, Calvin Harris, enjoy yourself. Have a great time. Some people went down last night and they've already sort of got into the campsites and all that business. I was looking at a big map of the whole area there last night, and I was trying to find the Today FM Soundgarden, and like, it's just on the little dots. It's quite small, really, but it's always the centre. And lots of people go. It's a real meeting point. So make sure you find out where the Today FM Soundgarden is. I'm going to be there tomorrow at 2 o'clock, by the way. So come over and say hello. And we'll play some tunes, have a bit of fun, give away some prizes. And it's going to be great. Honestly, very excited about it. 2 o'clock until 3. And that is happening tomorrow. Looking forward to that. Miriam is with us on Gift Grub this morning. She could probably teach me a thing or two about Electric Picnic. I believe you're heading down. You've been there before, haven't you?
Hi, and this is my 11th Electric Picnic.
11th,
and it's been an absolute nightmare, Ian.
A nightmare? What? The traffic, is it, and all that business?
No, getting the permission from RTE to do the gig in the first place. I started the application 3 months ago, Ian. I've had 4 meetings with Kevin Backhurst stroking his chin and shaking his head, yeah, looking into the middle distance. Then the forms, I had to fill them out and bring them from the TV building, yeah, personally across to the administration building.
For God's
then
sake.
Back from the administration building into the paycheck right. building for Newland Brian to sort out.
You've done it before, like Newland Brian, I know, they're still working away.
It was
away
raining every time, to bring bundles of, it was just a nightmare. I'm hosting a picnic, as you know, yeah, and I even had to tell them what sandwiches I'm eating.
Right.
Whether they're lunch and sausage or ham or every tomato. It's like East Germany in 1974 here. Honestly.
Well, listen, when you
I can't
get,
wait to...
When you get there, it'll be fine, Miriam. Thank you
I
very much.
I can't wait. Someday I'll escape to the West.
Thank Bauer. You, Miriam. So much going on. Former Republic of Ireland legend, Niall Quinn, is doing a gig, and he's there. Hi, Niall. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hello. You're doing something involving history. Is that right, Niall Quinn?
Hello, Ian. As you know, I'm known for being nice,
yeah,
and I like to see the best in people. So I'll be on stage during the Electric Picnic,
right,
doing a talk called, what is it? Monsters of History, Their Nice Side.
Sounds great. Monsters, yeah, of History, Their Nice,
yeah,
Side. So who are you looking at, Niall? For this?
Well, a number of well-known monsters, Ian. Genghis Khan, for example.
Right.
You're aware of Genghis Khan.
Yes.
The psychopathic Mongol.
Yeah.
Despot who ruthlessly slaughtered thousands of his own people.
Yeah.
Did you know, wow, that he loved cats?
Really?
And,
oh, yeah,
he also used to enjoy hosting barbecues every Thursday after slaughters. Now, Stalin, Joseph Stalin.
Right, okay.
Yes, he
this
was a deranged...
This is very interesting. Stalin,
yes.
Go on, sorry.
Stalin, he was a deranged murderer on a grand scale.
Yeah.
And definite paranoid schizophrenic psychopath. But he also made a mean soda bread.
Oh.
And,
yes,
apparently he used to do tricks with his moustache that had the lads in stitches.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's more modern. Is Trump in there at all?
Ah, come on, Ian. We're just doing monsters, not complete tools.
Gift Grub. Listen live every morning on the Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.